Last few times I was in Winnipeg, I found the city to be bleak. I'm never anywhere longer than 24 hours, it seems. I don't know what section of town I was in during those past visits, but I remember walking around late one night, seeing one or two homeless people walking around. I ate by myself at an empty Indian restaurant around midnight. What appealed to me most about Winnipeg during those trips was its ethnic diversity. That's what attracted me to San Francisco when my feet first landed on Market Street 31 years ago. Culture. I saw blacks, whites, Chinese, Hispanics, Filipinos. The first restaurant I ever ate at in San Francisco was a Filipino restaurant on Market Street. At 20 years old, besides my mom's cooking, it was the best food I'd ever tasted in my life. When I left that Filipino restaurant, I saw a homeless guy taking a dump near a train station. I don't know what this says about me, but in that moment, I knew I'd spend the rest of my life in San Francisco. It's the homeless capital of the United States, but I've got no axe to grind with any of them. Muhammad Ali said, "No Viet Cong ever called me, you know what." Well, no homeless person ever disparaged me. I've taken more verbal abuse from my own blood relatives than I ever have from homeless people. We're all from different backgrounds and different circumstances. Some of us are stronger than others. Homeless are equal with all walks of life and deserving of love as much as any doctor, lawyer, or Tim Hortons employee. We're all sisters and brothers, all of us. Life's difficult, and as hard as it can be, let's do our best to be kind to one another. So anyhow, Patrick and I got into Winnipeg last night, and the woman at the front desk was friendly and accommodating. I requested 4 extra blankets and asked them to be delivered while Patrick and I went out for dinner. I told her that I'd leave some money in my room for whoever could deliver the blankets. We went to a restaurant called Merchant's Kitchen around 10 p.m. There was a cage fight on a big screen TV. The place was vibrant and youthful. Young women bursting with health. Stocky dudes with baseball caps. The waitress was kind, helpful, and made suggestions. I ordered a side of corn, but there was more cream and mayonnaise and butter than there was corn, which is fine, except that I'm 4 shows into the tour and I'm developing what I refer to as tour stomach. I'll spare you the details on that, but today I'm eating bland foods. I started the day with an orange, then had a bagel with no cream cheese over at Tim Hortons. I've got 7 bananas next to my bed as I'm writing this at 12:30 p.m. I got back to my room last night, and the girl at the front desk, she's the one who brought me the extra blankets. She left me this note that I brought to read you tonight. "Good evening, Mark. I only have 1 blanket now, but I've got 3 extra duvets for you. I hope this will help. Have a good night. Front desk. Esprit." Though I got everything that I wanted last night, I didn't sleep well. I heard a lot of sirens going off, but it felt good to be in the heart of something. I went for a late night walk, and I saw a guy getting arrested. And as I was about to enter back into my hotel, some crazy-looking guy walked towards me aggressively from across the street. I turned around, stood square towards him, thinking, "Go ahead and mug me. I'm lonely, and I welcome the physical contact." But he mouthed off and walked off, just like I knew that he would. I'm 52. I've been traveling around for 27 years, and I've got a radar for who's all bark and who's all bite. After tossing and turning all night and finishing a chapter of Henry Miller's Black Spring called The Tailor Shop, a crude yet tender account of his life and times working at a tailor shop in New York when he was 21, I got up at 9:30 a.m. and took a walk through the streets of Winnipeg. I was in search of payphones for the photo book that I've been working on for the last 7 years. I walked up and down streets called Donald, Portage, Vaughn, Graham, Kennedy, Carlton, and Albert. I struck gold. I got 7 amazing shots of payphones. This town has payphones. You have no idea how much joy this brings me. On top of that, I saw people of all colors, shapes, and sizes. Some waiting at bus stops. Some moving quickly, looking over their shoulder as if they were on some sketchy mission. The weather here today is a lot colder than Alberta and British Columbia. So after my payphone hunt, I went to a place called Giant Tiger and bought a flannel shirt and a thermal shirt. I went to a corner store and got bananas. I went to a cafe and again I struck gold. They had unsweetened iced tea. In Alberta, they don't have unsweetened anything. Some people write songs about drinking. Some people write songs about doing trendy modern drugs. Some write about smoking weed. My drug of choice is iced tea. It makes me happy. At 52 years old, there are only a few reasons to get out of bed in the morning. My girlfriend, her cat, checking in on my family's health, unsweetened iced tea, and my relentless drive to make music. After Giant Tiger, I went on a hunt for Tennessee Williams' The Glass Menagerie. I went to 2 different bookstores, one called Bison Books, but I don't remember the name of the other bookstore. Neither had The Glass Menagerie, but I got Henry Miller's The Rosy Crucifixion Part 1 and 2, and The Devil Tree by Jerzy Kaczynski. I've got so many books, but I've still not finished them. I'll get to them at some point. I've been coming to Canada since I was a kid. I grew up in Ohio and we took yearly trips to Niagara Falls. I've been touring Canada since 1992, from as far west as Victoria to as far east as Halifax. I've been to Toronto and Vancouver more times than I could ever count, but enough times to say that I got both good and bad associations with each city. On this day, September 7th, 2019, in this moment, I can safely say from the bottom of my heart that Winnipeg is my favorite Canadian city. You've got it all here. Payphones, cool bookstores, nice waitresses, helpful front desk people, bring you extra blankets and leave nice notes. I don't get the elitist vibe from anybody here, the vibe that I've gotten a few times from the bigger cities that I've mentioned above. During this visit to Winnipeg, for the most part, I found everybody friendly, hospitable, and down to earth. After Patrick and I finished this piece on stage that night, I asked the audience why I saw 3 guys being handcuffed in the streets within the last 24 hours. Somebody yelled, "You're naive, Mark. It's because our cops are racist." I said, "I'm not following. I saw 3 white cops arresting 3 white guys, so please explain." The same guy yelled, "We've got a lot of racial injustice here." I said, "Hey man, you're preaching to the choir. I live part-time in New Orleans. I know all about crooked cops and racism." The room went dead silent. The guy began to talk again and I interrupted him and I said, "There are racial injustices everywhere. But I'm from America, and from where I'm standing, and all my experiences of traveling throughout your country, let's add it up. You get free health care, artists get funded by the Canadian government, life could be worse." Half the audience broke into applause. Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, fun for all that children call the favorite time of the year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere, beauty everywhere. Yuletide by the fireside, and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here. Will be drawing me. Oh, that we could all see such speed through the year.
Nathan, I think there must be something wrong with me. Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel. I just don't understand Christmas like this. You know, I like having presents and sending Christmas cards and decorating trees and all that, but I'm still not happy. I always end up feeling depressed.
Mark, you're the only person I know who take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem. Maybe she's right. Of all the Mark Kosicks in the world, you're the Mark Kosickiest.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Fun for all the children go. Their favorite time of the year. Snowflakes in the air. Carols time is here. We'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could all see such spirit through the year.
Yes, no doubt about it. Of all the Mark Kosicks in the world, he is the most Mark Kosickiest. From his album, Mark Kosick Sings Christmas Carols, that was the classic, Christmas Time is Here. Charlie Brown, got to make a showing soon, I'm sure. Although I guess everything's streaming online, you can watch it whenever. It's not as much fun. It's not as much fun as, you know, it being on CBC on, you know, such and such a date. Those were the days, weren't they? Said the old man. Before that, the song Winnipeg from the album All the Best, Isaac Hayes. Yep. That was Mark Kosick, who's in town 1 week from tonight at the Park Theater. It's true. We started that set off with brand new Sun Kill Moon, Christmas in New Orleans was the song. What was the album? What's that album called? There it is. Oh, I told you earlier. What was it? This thing's called All the Artists. I don't know. I don't know if he'll have anything for sale. I don't think he's... No, he did. When he played the West End, he had stuff for sale. I don't think he had anything for sale at the Garrick last time. And I know Winnipeg is the first city on a three-city Canadian tour he's doing. And he's, like, flying direct in. So I don't know. He might have stuff. He might not. Hard to say about stuff like that, you know. But yeah, Mark, he's been a controversial figure of late. You know, he's an odd fellow in the best of times, and there were allegations of I don't know what exactly, brought on by some women. Nothing ever really seemed to come of it. I don't know him. You don't know him. We don't know these people. Anything can happen. I'm not, you know, I mean, I've tired of giving Ryan Adams a second, third, fourth chance, but I'm not going to write Mark off quite yet. You know, if anybody was going to write him off, I mean, he's pals with Phoebe Bridgers, for Pete's sake. You know, if anybody was going to drag your name through the mud because of something dumb you did, it would probably be Phoebe Bridgers, wouldn't it? Speaking of which, we're going to get a Christmas song out of Phoebe's this year. Is she done with that? Is she done with us completely? We haven't heard a peep out of her in a good while. I don't know.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. Oh,
money enough to spend and leisure time to sit a while. There is a fair maid in this town who surely has my heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks and ruby lips, I own she has my heart enthralled. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all.
Comrades that e'er I've had, they are sorry for my going away. And of all the sweethearts that e'er I've had, would wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and I'll softly call. Good night and joy. Good night.
artist presale on now to see Matt Berninger on Sunday, March 15th at the Jim Cale Theater. Yep. Matt Berninger, leader of the National, coming to town next year. I don't know the password for today. Tomorrow, the password is warm up. The password is warm up. I don't know if that will work today for you or not. I didn't try that one, but that'll work tomorrow for sure before they go on sale regular on Friday. The National, you know, people that love the National, they sure do love them. I get nothing out of them at all. But some of Matt's solo stuff I really like, and I love that one that we just heard. That was Matt Berninger with Phoebe Bridgers on a song called Walking on a String. Before that, Boy Genius and Ye Vagabonds. We saw Ye Vagabonds at the Folk Fest this summer. Did you see them? They were great. A couple of brothers from Ireland and their pals. They were awesome. And never heard of them before, but they were the ones backing up Boy Genius on that version of The Parting Glass. Last heard in these parts in some Joker's garage when Mike Plume did it. That was the last, I mean, that was sort of a holiday single from Phoebe and Company when it came out a few years ago. We haven't got anything since from Phoebe's, but we did hear her version of the old, what's his doodle, Merle Haggard number, If We Make It Through December. Yep. Phoebe did a good run of a Christmas song every year for a good 5 or 6 years there, but I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever get another one. Maybe she's just going to do Halloween songs from now on, which would be fine. I'd be down with that. Anyway, what's next on the old show? You'd think I'd know. Wouldn't you? Oh, I know. This Saturday, more decisions gig-wise. I hate having to do that. Two shows I want to go see Saturday. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going to end up. But there's one closer to home. And then there's one at Times Change. Times Changed. All the way from Toronto. They seem to be flying in for this one special. I don't know why. I don't know if there's any extracurricular activity. I don't believe there is. Usually when Devin Cuddy comes to town, there's extracurricular activity going on, you know, with his dad or something. I don't know. There might be some secret thing going on. I don't know. But Devin Cuddy Band playing Times Change this Saturday. Yeah, very exciting. He's usually in some Joker's living room. But he's at Times this Saturday. You can go see him. Full meal deal. It's been a while. But the thing is, opposite end of town, closer to the living room he usually plays, is a little outfit from Ontario called Burrs. I saw Burrs, at least half of them anyways. The two main folks, they played, it's still the only show I ever saw at Wits End. They did a great afternoon show, these kids. And I thought they were fabulous. And they have been to town with the band a couple of times since, but it's never worked out. I've never seen them. But they're playing The Handsome Daughter this Saturday. And I would like to see them. They've got a brand new record out. It's called Significance Otherness. And why don't we hear something from it? We could, with the simple press of a button. This is called Little Heart. This is Burrs on the Twine Trust Christmas Juggernaut.
We'll be right back. Hi, Winnipeg. This is Devin Cuddy, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hey Winnipeg, Merry Christmas from Barney Bentall. You're under the mistletoe with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hi Winnipeg, this is Devin Cuddy, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Come back to me, baby. Come back to me, baby. giving me. Won't you hear with me? That's all behind us now, baby. Won't you change your mind? He's gonna tie you down, dance with the boss. What you deserve, so much more time to fire up. So he can't come back to me, baby. I'll find a towel. Oh, in the night and day. Come back to me, baby. Won't you come back to me, back to me, back to me.
This Saturday at Times Change High and Lonesome Club, Devin Cuddy Band. There they are from Devin's last record, Dear Jane. Why are they coming all the way from Toronto? Is there anything going on? Is Dad going to be hanging out somewhere? I don't know. You never know. But speaking of Dad, it was his birthday the other day. Here's Jim Cuddy and Friends.
Down to the manger, see the little stranger wrapped in swaddling clothes, the Prince of Peace. We'll start turning, torches start burning, and the old wise men journey from the east. Joy, son of a carpenter. Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. A shepherd on a hillside, where over my flock I buy. On a cold winter night, a band of angels sang. In a dream I heard a voice said, fear not, come rejoice. It's the end of the beginning, praise the newborn King. How a little baby boy bring the people so much joy, son of a carpenter. Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. I saw it with my own eyes, written up in the skies. Why a simple herdsman such as I? Then it came to pass. Christmas must be tonight. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Must be tonight. Must
Fuck this shit. shit. Let the dam burst. Drill, baby, drill till there's a horse pulling the hearse. Worship billionaires, trillionaires, nepo baby billionaires. Life nights from Mars on the race to be the worst. Whatever happened to driving movies? Milkshakes and french fries in July and surfing USA. Fuck this shit.
There's something for everybody sick of Christmas music already. It's going to only get worse. I can promise you that. My favorite mini album or EP of the year, Start a Band by Colorado. You know that one. And my favorite album, full length, long player of the year before that. Life, Death, and Dennis Hopper is the album the Waterboys brought us. Hopper's on Top. Genius. Robbie Robertson's Christmas Must Be Tonight, as rendered by Blue Rodeo, at the top of that little set. And that's it for the Twang Trust, week one of the Twang Trust Christmas Juggernaut. Next week, balls to the wall. Christmas will have bells. It'll be a time. Yeah, if we don't see it, times on Saturday for the Devin Cuddy Band, we'll probably run into you Monday or Tuesday when Whitehorse make their annual holiday visit. See you then. Or see you somewhere soon, kids. Stay tuned for Sane, coming up next here on CKUW.
Hey, Winnipeg. This is Melissa McClellan.
And I'm Luke Doucette.
And we are Whitehorse.
And you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
CKUW is supported by the Yellow Dog Tavern, making soggy friends since 2006. 386 Donald, closed on Sundays.
Generous support to CPOW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30.